Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on?
What's going on?
We're back again.
Yes, we all like to be back again.
Hold on a second. We're having feedback, and that's my fault. I always make sure to mute it. And I didn't mute it. I did not mute it. I'm feeling some type of way about myself right now. But what's going on, Precious? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just so excited about our guest of this evening. Yes, you know, I had an opportunity to talk with him on the Intune show, and now I have the fortunate opportunity to talk to him again on Rainbow Rendezvous. So I just feel like there's nothing better right now in my life. What's up with you?
I'm excited. I viewed a couple of videos, and I'm digging Aiden's style. You know what I mean? Of course, like, I'm like, yo, that's fly. I'm trying to be fly like that. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely have some questions today. You know what I'm saying? That I hope to have answered after watching the videos and, you know, just kind of questions that I've always had for people that are in the, I guess, that are considered trans men or are transitioning. So I'm very, very, very excited to have him on today as well. So.
Yay,
you know,
Aiden.
Can't wait.
Absolutely. Such a humble, down-to-earth spirit. And, again, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to have a second time to speak with him today.
Interesting. So tell us a little bit about, before, because we're currently just waiting, but tell us a little bit about Aiden from, you know, from your experience and from your last interview, without giving too much away to the people.
Right. You know, because I will just keep on going, because there's so much to say about this young guy. I'm saying young guy like I'm 90. I sound like a senior guy. But this young man, he's a transgender activist. You know, he has his own clothing line. He has a clothing a way where people can donate to other people that are about to start surgery, their old, you know, little, you know, which he will get into and explain to you guys of how that all works. So basically, in a nutshell, Aiden is a trendsetter. Let's just say that. And there are so many wonderful people out there, but Aiden, he sets the stage.
Well, you know what? Without further ado, I think we have Aiden today.
Yay,
I think we have
Aiden.
Him right now. So I'm going to go ahead and bring it on in. You ready?
Bring it on in. I've been ready all day.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Aiden.
Oh, it's going great. Oh, man. I just started fangirling for some reason. All right. It's going great.
It's a pleasure to be back on Blog Radio. And Miss P, how you doing? I hope you're doing
well.
I'm doing well.
Missing you. Shout out to you. you know, I was just telling the listeners how amazing I think you are. Trendsetter.
Oh, thanks so much. Thank you.
Trendsetter, for real. Absolutely. So this is Phoenix. And, you know, another Phoenix, we have Phoenix Rising, and now we have Phoenix Star 9. So you're getting in tune with Phoenix Star 9 today, Aiden.
Nice. Hey, Phoenix, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You sound great. So, I mean, I could ask how you're doing, but you sound great, so.
It's a beautiful day out where I am, and, you know, I'm getting to spend the next little bit of time with you guys. So I'm having a great day. It's a good day.
Yay. Love it.
Awesome.
Sophie, you wanted to start with your question?
Sure. Okay. I want to know what inspired you to just go ahead and start documenting your transition, you know, on YouTube and just on social media, period.
Yeah, so I first decided to start documenting my transition through YouTube, more specifically because that's kind of the first outlet that I started documenting my transition. And I really did it because I actually was the person on the other side of the camera who was watching the people making the videos. So I was total fanboyed out on all these other guys who were showing their document, you know, like documenting their transition through YouTube and through videos, especially when you start to take hormone replacement therapy, you know, your body changes physically and stuff. And so it's like a big dramatic time in your life. So you kind of want to document it so you can have pictures, you know, and just be able to recall events and stuff. So I really did it as like a kind of like a little vlog, little personal vlog diary for myself, and to help and to like connect with other guys out there who were also making videos looking for people to connect with.
Absolutely. That is totally awesome. And what I love about Aiden the most is that he's very humble. Very humble.
Well,
you know, some people, they get over 200 likes and, you know, you can't tell them anything. You know what I mean? But Aiden, you know, he can have like 600,000 likes and it's just like, hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? What you doing today? You know? So I love that about your personality. And we didn't get to speak about much that you, you know, what you like to do outside of, you know, the whole transgender scope. So what are some of the things that Aiden likes to get into?
Personally, you know, like I'm super creative, so that's why I kind of started the clothing company. I like to play guitar. I like to sing. I like to do, I've always been a big poet. I've always loved to write poetry. And when I got, like the most recent thing I started to do is actually more of like spoken word poetry, because I've always loved it and I've gone to many events, but I never quite had the courage to get up there and like read a poem with passion. So I've been doing a lot of that lately. Just that's kind of like been my outside creativeness, you know, because it's like when you take your creativity and you start using it for work, you kind of have to find another outlet to use on a more playful creativity scale, you know. So you know, I just kind of, I do a lot of that, and I love to go hiking with my wife. Me and my wife love to hike around, you know, nature's beautiful. I love animals, love to, you know, go sightseeing as far as like, you know, looking for like foxes or birds and stuff, you know, out in the woods. I'm not much of a camper guy, but I definitely like to go hiking. But I like to come back home to my nice bed, you know what I mean, sleep in the nice bed, you know. And then I'll go back out early in the morning, and it's like, you know, you just wake up, and it's like, oh, see, I it was like I was camping, you know.
Right. Love it. Love it.
Okay. That sounds fun, you know, and everything. But you said foxes, and I don't know about that. But it sounds fun.
You know,
and,
own, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I know that sometimes, you know, when you are doing things that are creative and you turn it into something that you're doing for business, sometimes it can get, you know, a little less pleasurable for you, or, you know, it kind of loses that, you know, this is my outlet thing. This is what I do to kind of wind down.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah.
It's cool that you, you know, that you've found something else. Now, how did you meet your wife?
Oh, so my wife is kind of an interesting story. Oddly enough, like I mentioned earlier, I was watching other guys on YouTube transition, and I was reaching out to other guys trying to build a community online, like for me personally, to have kind of a support system before I came out openly. And she was actually dating a friend of mine. So me and him were friends, and I had a girlfriend, and she had a girlfriend. I mean, and he had a girlfriend. And, you know, it was very organic, though. Like, we were just all friends, and then we lost touch. She broke up with her boyfriend. I broke up with my girlfriend. Then we kind of realized, oh, hey, like, oh, how are you doing? It's been so long. And then it was like, oh, you're broken up? Well, so am I. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was kind of like, oh, well, then we started talking and getting closer. And then she was actually living in Florida at the time, and I was living in New York. And so I decided to go down and see her. And you know what happens then. Once you have that connection in real life, it's like you can't deny it. So even though we were living far apart, we were like, you know what, let's try it out. You know, let's see if we can make this relationship work. And, you know, long story short, within 6 months, I was moved to Florida, living with her. And 5 years later, you know, here we are today, married 3 years and doing great, you know.
Right, absolutely.
Awesome.
Shout out to her. You know, I always like to include her in everything so she knows that she has love for me, too.
Oh, yes, she loves you. She also told me how much she loves you, so.
Yay! Now I'm really bonded.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
And, you know, she knows you make all those soaps, too, now, so we're looking at those because she's into all that type of stuff, too, so.
Oh, wow! We need to talk.
Yeah.
We definitely need to talk. So tell us, Aiden, how does it feel, you know, because sometimes, you know, I'm not a stalker. Maybe I am, just a little bit. Sometimes I go through your pictures, you know, and I look and I see some comments from some people. And I don't know if you get a chance because you have so many comments saying how much they look up to you and things of that nature. How does it make you feel when someone tells you, like, hey, you know, you're doing it for your reasons and really not, you know, to gain any, you know, position, so to speak, you're just being you. But people look at you like, wow, you're a hero, you know, you're amazing, you're a role model. How do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
It's like, it's pretty crazy, you know. It makes me feel really good, but at the same time, like, I feel like I try my best to understand that, you know, I have people that I look up to also, and you know, it's not that, you know, oh, I must be such a cool guy, you know, this, I must be so cool. It's more of like, okay, so that person saw something in me that they couldn't find in themselves. But because they saw it in me and I was able to recognize it in myself, it gave them that little bit of light to be like, hey, you know what? If he can see that in himself, I'm pretty close to him. Like, you know, I'm not that far away from what he's going through, what he, you know, like we have the same views, we have the same style or whatever the case may be. You know, it allows them to kind of open up that space in their mind to accept themselves for whatever, you know, coolness they think that I have, you know. So it's really nice to know that I'm giving people the same feeling that I used to have, you know, I get when I look at people for inspiration. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense, yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool and, you know, just brings a big smile to my face because it's like, you know, that means, you know, they're doing better, I'm doing better. Like, I get a lot of, like, self-healing when other people tell me things like that, you know, because it just reminds me that the work I'm doing is good and to keep doing it and, you know, like, it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow. Now, that's interesting, because a lot of people don't have, like, the courage to, like, even get in front of the camera, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people are like, I'm just going to stay here and comment, you know what I'm saying? So for you to, you know, be able to have that type of courage and speak out, I know it wasn't, it may have been easy for you, I don't know, but how did you, you know, start building, you know, your courage? Did you have to build some courage up before you got in front of the camera?
Yeah, for sure. I had to build up courage, definitely. I even actually made a whole YouTube channel and then deleted it because I was too nervous to make a video. it was actually, you know, my YouTube channel is Alliance Fears with an S, like multiple fears. But it was actually just called Alliance Fear because it was the fear of transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to delete it because, I didn't have to, but I was so scared of making a video and it means that I was really transgender and I didn't know if I wanted to accept that about myself. So I just got really scared and I deleted it right away. You know, I kind of made it and was like, yeah, I have this awesome YouTube where I'm going to be seen as a male the way I want to be. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm really terrified. I'm going to delete this immediately, you know. and then I made a new one. I had those moments of doubt and fear. And then, you know, again, I just kept waking up and knowing that, you know, I have to live this life. You know, I can't keep living the one that I have. It's just, it's not going to be a good one. And so then I made a new one and I put the S at the end because obviously there's way more things than just one thing to fear in life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if you go back in my videos, you can see that I'm not as comfortable in front of the camera, and I try to make jokes that aren't funny or something. You know, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to get comfortable with the camera. You know, I'm trying to find my own, you know, my own comfortable zone, my own, you know, I guess, like, you know, you said confidence, Phoenix. I think that's exactly it. You know, I had to build up my confidence, and, you know, I think that's another reason people like the videos, is because you can literally see before your eyes me kind of growing up, you know, kind of turning into a man, you know, going from being like a kind of like a teenager to becoming a man. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what that means and all that jazz. So something tells me that it might be a life journey, you know.
Right. Well, I feel like any experience that we have on this earth while we're here is going to be a constant growing process. Constant growing process. So I'm ready for that. Is there a right or wrong way to transition?
No, not at all. I think there's just different routes you could take. You know, there's different options. Kind of like, you know, you could take the train, you can get on the train and you can get off at all these different stops. You don't have to take, you know, the transgender train all the way to the end, to the full, you know, everything. You can kind of get off in the middle and decide what your comfort level is. Some people like to just identify as male, but they don't like to take any type of medical, like, needs or anything, like needing, like, you know, hormone replacement therapy, or like in my case, which is female to male, would be top surgery, where they remove the breast tissue to make your breasts look more masculine, or possibly getting a hysterectomy, or possibly getting lower surgery. I mean, you don't have to do any of those things if you don't like to, but some people do, and some people find themselves more comfortable, you know, getting this or not getting that. And, you know, I think it's silly when people say, oh, well, why aren't you on hormones, or why haven't you gotten surgery, or, you know, and it's like, I don't know, it's because it's my life and I'm deciding to do it and live it the way that I please. That's why I haven't done what you think I should do, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's very, very important that people know that there's no wrong or right way to do it.
Very well said.
Well, one thing that I do want to bring up. Now, I watched one of your videos about when people ask, you know, if you're straight or how do you identify, and I thought it was just really, really interesting that you mentioned that it was kind of like you transitioned from being attracted to, well, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, where you did like boys when you were growing up, then you transitioned to a I think it was like you transitioned to a lesbian, and then, you know, you just continue growing, and then you just, you know, fully transitioned to a male. And you kind of like to put labels on it. So how do you respond to people when they feel like you should be, you know, you should label yourself? How do you respond to that type of criticism?
You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, people, you really... putting yourself out there the way that I do in this platform that we have these days, you have to be ready for everyone to question anything and tell you any aspect of your life that they don't agree with, or they don't think it's right, or they don't think that's, you know, you have to pick one. You have to be a male or a female. You have to be straight or gay. You have to be one or the other. You know, they don't like in-betweens. They don't want in-betweens, and that's it. And, you know, you kind of, luckily, at least, I feel like I've kind of been able to be like, you know what, it's okay. It's okay that you don't understand what I think, or you want me to pick one, and I'm not going to for you because I don't want to, you know? So I have a right not to pick one just as much as they have a right as to ask me, right, which one, or to pick
one. Right.
So, you know, I just, you know, in the video, it's like, you know, people want me to say I'm a straight. They want me to say I'm straight because I identify as a male and I date, I'm married to a woman. So they see that as man and woman, which means heterosexual, right? But I'm not, you know, I think that straight and gay and lesbian, I mean, they're all derived from meaning that you identify with the gender that you're in. But I don't. So you know, when you think of a straight male, you think of a biologically born male who identifies as a male who likes women, you know? But I'm mm-hmm. not that. I'm not a biological man who identifies as a biological man. I'm a biological female who identifies as a biological man who likes women. So I feel like I'm no longer in that category of straight. You know what I mean? So, you know,
that's
just my own personal, you know, I feel like some of the labels that we have, you know, some of the older labels that we have for your sexual orientation are very cisgender based. They're without the thought of somebody who could be born one gender and identifying another gender. So when I say straight, I feel like that's not really who I am, because I identify as a trans man. Do you know what I mean?
Wow. Well, it was just really interesting that you just didn't put a label on it, and you said that your wife was attracted to masculinity.
Yes.
You know what I mean? No matter in what form. So I just thought that was just super dope when I heard you say that, because I was like, yo, that is something that people think that is only owned, you know, by biological males. You know what I'm saying? That
mm-hmm.
masculinity
mm-hmm.
is only owned by them. So you're totally out here defying all of that. So that's all I had to say. I'm going to let Ms. Picatinny, because I could go on and on. But
that was my wife. I got to give my wife that credit. When I met her, I asked her, well, are you a lesbian? Or, like, how do you identify? And she said, I like masculine energies. It doesn't matter what the form it takes, you know. She just said, I'm a feminine energy who's attracted to masculine energy. So if you're a girl and you have masculine energy, she ain't could be attracted to nobody, but, you know, she could be attracted to you, you know. So, you know. But it is cool. She said that, and it did open my eyes too, you know. I'm happy that you got that from the video. I'm happy. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm happy that she was able to create that space. So now people that
mm-hmm.
weren't on the ledge now can, you know, join her in saying, hey,
mm-hmm.
listen, it's not about that. It's about this. So I
mm-hmm.
think that's very dope of her. And it also just kind of, you know, segues into my next comment or question. I would say, like, do you think that that's, like, one of the biggest misconceptions as a trans, like, people with their are you straight, are you gay, or what do you consider yourself, what bathroom do you use, like, all those stupid things that people
mm-hmm.
throw out there, the misconceptions, what is the one that you think is, like, the most overused misconception, or the someone that's, like, just a straight idiot, like, idiot, please, no. It's common sense.
You know, I don't know. It's just like, you know, I get a lot of, okay, so I think, like, the silliest one I get that's based on what we're talking about right now is a lot of, like, gay men will say that they're attracted to me and then ask me if that makes them straight. And so I'm like, I don't know. Do I look like a girl? Like, do I look like a chick? You know, because I'm pretty sure I look like a dude. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I always think that's interesting, because it's like, you know, they're not even seeing what's in front of them. They're just seeing, you know, in the pants. They're just seeing
mm-hmm.
sex. They're just like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? They're not seeing
right.
actually what's really in front of them, and what, you know, they're just thinking, like, you know, not that. So I always find that funny, you know. It's like, you know, I don't know. I think that's a little funny is when guys
right.
act that. That's probably the most, you know, like, you're kind of like, huh, what are you asking?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But a lot of people get hung up on that aspect, you know, like, if a lesbian finds a trans man attractive and they're interested in dating them, they get very confused because they're like, but I thought I was a lesbian, you know. They're a lot of people are very stuck on the label, and it's okay to want to identify as a lesbian or gay or bisexual or however you identify, but, you know, as long as you allow yourself, like, fluidity to, you know, become and change as a human, you know, then I think you're all right. It's just when people, you know, when people start to find attraction to trans men, then they start questioning their own identities, you know what I mean? And you know, that there needs to be a little bit of fluidity throughout your life, because I'm sure that, you know, if you ask an 80-year-old person that they would say they've changed drastically in the last 80 years of their life, you know?
Right.
So.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving on, because that was, you kind of dropped some bombs on people that had, you know, that kind of want to just stick straightly to labels and, like, stay kind of trapped in that. So I think that that's dope. I feel like I can even respond to people in a different way now, you know, when I talk mm-hmm. about my sexuality. So that's super dope. You just gave me some tools. But how do you balance, mm-hmm. like, everything from, you know, from your YouTube channel to your clothing line to going out there and speaking and, you know, just doing all the things that you're doing? How do you find the time to, like, balance all of that and not lose your mind?
I don't know, Phoenix. I'm still figuring it out. You know, it's just go, go, go. I'm kind of a hustler, you know, like I have a lot of dreams and I have a lot of things that I want to do in my life. And I just know that if I don't do them, nobody else is going to do them for me, you know, and that doesn't mean nobody's going to help me. I get tons of help and tons of support. But, you know, if I don't get up every day and I don't do the things that I set forth that I want to do to improve my life in the future, then I'm just I'm not going to do it. It'll never happen if I don't just do it. So I do go to therapy. I have a therapist that I see weekly to kind of help balance out some of that stress, you know, keep my mind right. I try to at least once a week go for a hike or do something that's personal to me. And I go to the gym every, you know, 5 days a week-ish. And that's a really good outlet for me, too. It's like a lot of me time. I get to think. I like to be myself. I listen to my music and just kind of zone out of all the pressures that's going on, you know. But, you know, it is difficult, but I think obviously the love and support I get is so worth it, or, you know, I probably would have stopped a while ago.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Awesome. Yeah, me
thank
too.
Thank you.
For all. I mean, what would we do, Aiden, if you weren't out here? I don't know.
I know,
I don't
right?
know.
You guys would just be talking for this time, and you'd be
you know?
Me, that's all.
We'd be talking to people that's not you. That's what would be happening.
Exactly.
True.
Definitely. So can you tell people a little bit about 5CC, 0.5CC?
Yeah, 0.5CC is just a stealth-style transgender-based clothing company. It's for trans people and their supporters. So, the main base of the company is that a portion of everything purchased goes to a surgery fund, which is a partial surgery fund given away annually for the last 3 years. Shout out to Shay Mitchell. He was the winner this year. And through that, we also have a binder exchange program, which Ms. P was talking about a little earlier, which is, you know, people use binders, which is something that holds down the breast tissue to make your chest look more masculine, and once you get a top surgery, which I also mentioned previously, you don't have to use the binder anymore. So you have these awesome binders that are like $60. You donate them to 0.5CC, and then we give them away for free to people who can't afford them. So those are our two main programs, the real core of the company. But on the fashion side of the company, we have really cool styles, and we have designs that are a little more stealth, which means they don't necessarily say, it's not a shirt that just says, I am transgender. It says, you know, it's a Superman symbol with a T in the middle, you know, for power and strength for being trans. There's an image of a guy with a shield, and he's kind of like a medieval times. He's been battling his wars, and it says battle scars on it, you know, to kind of represent all the trials and tribulations you go through being transgender, or being loving somebody who's transgender, or supporting someone that way. So the styles and the designs on the shirts are way cooler than just kind of like a transgender symbol or something really basic. They're really things that you could wear out and kind of find safe space in public spaces also. So it's been great. It's an organic company that the community really was pushing for, and I kind of just wanted to give them what they wanted, and I've been received really, really well from it.
Absolutely. That's amazing. That's amazing, the strides and the moves that you're making with your brand, with yourself, and just with people at large, you know. You're giving people a home within yourself. I don't know if you know that or not.
Now, we're not going to hold you up too much longer, but I do have I'm just going to put this one last question in.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Now, you know, you've been on the YouTube. I sound so old. On the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
You've been on YouTube. You've been speaking.
On the internet.
On the internet, on the interweb, you know. You've just been on, and I know a lot of people do follow you and pay attention to what you, you know, have to say and are inspired. What was, like, one of the most moving experiences for you that you've gotten from, like, any of your fans, you know, since you started, like, you know, speaking out more and again, documenting your transition?
What's, like, the biggest thing that has touched me? Is that what you're asking? I'm sorry.
Right. Or if you ever had, like, a fan experience where somebody moved you the most.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that I've been proud of as far as people who have been following me is this. There's this one kid, I won't say his last name for safety issues, but his name is Matt, and he, you know, looked to me for some advice, and he found a lot of courage in himself, and he fought his local middle school to get him to play in gym on the boys' side of gym time, and we went through that together, and although it was just through emails, I tried my best to support him, and he really did it all himself, but he just looked to me for some advice here and there, and that's probably the most proudest story I have from a follower, because he really didn't, I didn't do much, you know, he did it himself. I just kind of let him know that he could, you know, and that was really awesome. It was really awesome for me. And then I think when mothers cry to me, that always gets me going too. when a mother starts to cry about their son or their daughter transitioning, you know, that really, that hits home, you know, because it's like, it's just so powerful, you know, a mother and their child, it's like you can't break that bond, you know, so when when you're in the middle of it, it's like, wow, really powerful.
That's amazing. Awesome. It really is. Really amazing. So where can people go to, you know, stay in tune with the lions?
You can so the name Alliance Fears pretty much goes on most of my platforms. So I have it on Instagram, on Tumblr, as well as youtube.com/Alliance Fears. And then you can hit me up on Facebook, just Aiden Dowling. And then for my company, however, if you'd like to check out those really cool styles and you know, all of our blogs and stuff like that too, with all the new fashion trends, you can go to POINT5 and then the letter CC.com. So it just reads .5cc.com. And you can check out all the stuff there. You could donate. If you have any old binders, you can donate directly to our surgery program. You could pick up some cool stuff. And those are all the places you can hit me up at.
Yay. Aiden, you are amazing. And I just love you to pieces, you and your wife. And I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much. So thrilled that you, you know, gave us this opportunity to get in tune with you on Rainbow Rendezvous.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. It was a pleasure. Ms. P, again. Also, Phoenix, pleasure meeting you. So happy to talk to you both. And thanks so much. I had a great time.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Don't be a stranger. Thank you.
Will not. Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Yeah,
I love
that
him
was
so much.
Awesome.
It's just crazy. Like, it's just so crazy. I just love him. Gosh.
Man.
You know?
What we got coming up? Like, that was, like, I'm telling you, like, I'm about to go back and actually just try to, I can't say watch all of the videos. Because, Lord
there's
knows,
a lot.
I'll be on YouTube for, like, hours. Just, you know, looking at all type of stuff, but,
right.
You know, it was really interesting, the interview itself, and then, again,
just hearing about his story was very, very interesting and intriguing, and it opened my eyes to a lot of different things. So, you know, I got to give you that credit for, you know, being able to land that and getting him on here with us today. So that was freaking awesome. So kudos.
Yeah.
I don't have no sound effects. So.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I'm just happy that we're in a position to have an open platform like that where our listeners can get in tune to the awesome and amazing people that are out there in the universe, because regardless of what we do, whether it's I want to wear black every day and black eyeliner versus, hey, you know, I'm trapped in this body and I want to get out, we should all love and respect each other individually and collectively.
Right.
So amazing, amazing interview, Phoenix. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your platform. And I'm excited for next weekend for Rainbow Rendezvous.
Me too, me too, me too. So, wait, what we got going on next weekend? Hold up.
We have a lot going on, guys.
What
so
we
just,
got?
Just stay in tune. Right
I'm
now,
excited.
My brain is blank, but whatever it is we're doing,
all.
It's good times. That's all we got to say
yes.
about that. Shout out
so
to Aiden again.
For real.
For his
thank
amazing
you
presence.
For coming on.
And shout out to his lovely wife. And we must
yes.
talk about the soap. All right, Fiend, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, guys.